What is going on, guys? It is Nikki G here, tuning in live from the Life is Nikki G Frequency podcast, man. I just want to say thank you guys so much for like, sharing, and subscribing, tuning in to all these episodes that we got going. But anyways, today we're going to roll another episode called Never Sell Yourself Short. Because I believe if you look to sell yourself in a particular manner towards another being, that leaves an openness for that other being to know your vulnerability. That leaves an openness for somebody to realize your faults and possibly play against your faults, which is their advantage, right? So just remember, in my belief, if you're selling yourself in a particular manner, you are selling yourself short, because your true self is worthy of anything that you possibly want to do. When you start to believe that somebody's stature, somebody's level, somebody's higher presence matters, then you start to critically analyze yourself to try to fit within their means, right? And that's never what you want to do. You always want to be the natural self that has been born from day one, okay? The confidence to knowing yourself and knowing your worth is what leads to never selling yourself short. If you are very confident in who you are, which is asking very intense, honest questions and answering those questions honestly about yourself, that's where you get the confidence from. And that confidence shows when you go to execute in any role of selling yourself in any manner other than selling yourself short. So we're going to talk about it today on this Life is Nikki G Frequency podcast, man. This episode's called Never Sell Yourself Short. Let's get it. Right, man, the topic of never selling yourself short begins with the confidence to know your self-worth. You cannot ever sell something short if you don't know the actual value of that something, right? This brings me instantly back to Chipotle. They've taught me the four-step training process that is just brilliant, and I love the whys behind the four-step training process, so we're going to go through that now. The four-step training process is introduce, shadow, perform, and validate. You do this to somebody else. If you're the trainer, right? If you're looking to train somebody, first you introduce them to the topic, then you let them shadow you doing or executing the task. Then you let them perform the task and you shadow them, right? So basically teach it back to me. And then the final step is the validation process, where you allow them to do the task, you check in on them from time to time, and you allow them to jump out of the nest to fly like little birds to the sunset. This process has shown me, A, there is no training process for people that are looking to improve their self-worth, their self-confidence, their self-being, their self-knowledge. We are the teachers. We are the trainers, right? Ourself. And we, as beings, have to ask the right questions and answer those questions honestly. If we do not ask ourselves the right questions, the events that arise after that don't go or don't align with our current goal or our giant mission or our legacy, right? And so I'm learning to create a four-step training process for myself when it comes to introducing, shadowing, performing, and validating simple things like self-awareness, you know, cleanliness, appearance, tonality. These are all things that I'm now just executing on all levels. I know that when most people see me on social media, I'm just everywhere. That's just how I work. That's how I operate. I see so many things that I want to tackle, and I want to tackle them all at once. And I want to make progress on everything. I'm okay with the gratification coming later, simply because I'm more focused on the journey ahead and the small steps to take to execute my legacy, and figuring out what that really is. As of right now, I'm not sure what that legacy is, but the four-step training process could really help not only myself, but a lot of people out there that are looking to create their self-worth know what that is, and then never sell themselves below that. I believe that if you're, again, going back to our intro, if you're showing yourself in the light to somebody else, in which is in a sense phony because of this person's stature, or you want to impress them, or they're beautiful and you want them to like you, any level of that consciousness is not your true self. Because if you were your true self, they would like you either way. You know, there's an underlying connection when it comes to real and not real. When you choose to push yourself into a light that makes you appear as that person that that person may like, that never really ends well. It could work for a long time. It could work for a short time. But in my experience, that never ends well. Trying to prove your worth to somebody never ends well. The ultimate goal would be to know your worth, know who you are, and execute in that light always. The same light that you've shined the moment that you were created, that moment that you came out and took your first breath, that is the purest essence of yourself that you could ever give somebody. Why would you ever, ever sell yourself shorter than that? So I think if you challenge yourself to do activities and just do them before you think about maybe, do I qualify? Can I do this? Can I not? Am I good at this? Just do things. Just start. That's all. That's one of the greatest things about making yourself better, is it doesn't take a lot of effort, but it does take some effort. I think that if you are looking to stop selling yourself short every single day, I think you need to wake up with a purpose that was purposely driven the night before. I think that you need to think about challenging yourself in doing activities without qualifying for them, and being free to fail, so to speak. Being scared to fail is the crutch that you are leaning on to holding yourself back, to selling your true potential to everything.
Yay!
Another great tool that you can use to make yourself better by establishing your self-worth so that you don't sell yourself short is becoming aware of your self-handicapping behaviors. Like, do you like mention at work that you were super busy and you didn't have time to prepare for what you knew was going to happen that day? Or did you tell your friends that you have picked up a tennis racket in years and they shouldn't expect much? Like, do you put off prep for an exam or an interview because you're scared of failing? Like, procrastination is the biggest one for me, but you know, acknowledging your self-esteem, taking actions for fear of failure, self-sabotage, like all of these things, guys, like these are handicapping mental behaviors that you can just identify within yourself, fix those things, and you wouldn't imagine how wider your scope broadens when you just simply apply some detailed consciousness onto your habits and your ability to make those habits better.